staying with education, schools in the poorest communities are doing just as good a job as those in the richest communities. This according to research by the New Zealand Initiative think tank. Using Statistics New Zealand information on NCEA results, it's figured out how much of a student's result is due to the family background and how much is down to their school. It says it has calculated which secondary schools are performing best and which are cruising, but confidentiality rules mean it can't publish the results. Here's our education correspondent, John Gerritsen.
The initiative says family background has a massive impact on NCEA and university entrance results, and once that's accounted for, most schools don't vary much at all from one another regardless of their decile. The initiative's director, Oliver Hartwich, says after adjusting for family background, a few schools are doing better than others, and that has a big impact on traditional league tables.
When you look at just normal unadjusted rankings, the moment you adjust for student background, some of our secondary schools, and we've got about 500 secondary schools in the country, move by about 400 ranks within that system. And that tells you something. So currently it is really difficult, almost impossible, to understand how a school is really performing. With our model, we can do that.
Oliver Hartwich says the initiative can't publish detailed results because it's been using Statistics New Zealand data and is bound by confidentiality requirements. He says that means just one person, the researcher, knows which schools are the best in the country.
He could give you the complete list of underperforming and overperforming schools by decile, by region, by everything in the data lab. He just isn't able to talk about it outside, which we think is a scandal, really, because all the great data is there. We have a perfectly designed model to tell you which of our schools are performing and by how much, and yet we can't talk about it.
Oliver Hartwich says the full results can be published only with permission from every secondary school, or if the Education Ministry changes its contract with Statistics New Zealand. He says he'll be lobbying politicians and principals to make that happen.
In econometric terms, we have painted the Mona Lisa inside the data lab, and when we take it out, we can only do paint by numbers. That's the equivalent. And that's a shame, because with this model, it is so precise, it is so accurate, it is so novel, it is so innovative, and we have locked it in the data lab and we can't get it out, when this could actually transform education policy. Imagine that.
Michael Johnston from Victoria University is familiar with the initiative's model and says it's sound. He's not surprised by the results and says a system that can reliably show a school's actual impact on its students would be a big help.
It's a real step forward, because it means that we can get out of this terrible situation that we've been in of people using what is massively affected by socioeconomic factors, that is the decile system, as a bad proxy for school quality. And as the NZI have shown, when you do account for those factors, there's no gradient in achievement across the deciles left at all.
James Morris from the Post Primary Teachers Association's Principals Council says he's not keen on league tables of school results, but he can see value in identifying successful schools.
I'm not sure that publishing it is necessarily the way to go with it, but if it is used by research organisations or others to start to look deeper, absolutely there's value in that, and we want to find ways to better understand what works and share the good practice that's happening in schools.
James Morris says schools have long known about the impact of socioeconomic factors on their students, but it's useful to have data that proves it. Mō te hōtaka o te ata, ko John Gerritsen tēnei.